That song is by Maynard Ferguson. It is entitled La Fiesta. Does it help you feel like celebrating? All right, we took a look at what was happening with regards to those three groups that were compared when it comes to talent and engagement. And we got the results, and this is what Allison Bebo says about it. She thinks that really and truly, you can have very happy people who join an organization because they have good friends there or they like the perks. But what they really want is people who are ambitious about delivering for the client and have the talent for growing the business in a meaningful way. You need engagement and talent because that's what grows a business and that's what delivers great client experiences. And notice what she talked about. And this is something I think a lot of us can really relate to, whether it's talked about where we are or whether it talks about where someone else is who we know. The thought, the prospect of joining this company, going to work for them, really has them excited because, hey, there are a lot of people there who I know, or a few people anyway, and I really like them. It's going to be great working with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, man, they have some benefits there, or they're going to be great. And those aren't bad, you know, focuses. But do you notice I'm looking at the perks / benefits. I'm looking at the people I'll be working with. All of that is important, very important. But you notice how it kind of suggests that the person's primary focus is self. Yeah, they're not really giving enough attention to what they will be doing for the company. Their primary focus is on what the company will be doing for them. What if they were giving almost equal attention to the two? Because that's really what it's about. We're going to be giving something to the company, and the company's going to be giving something to us. Or if you prefer to flip that and start the other way, the company's going to be giving something to us, and we're going to be giving something to the company. Or to put it a little differently, the company is going to be doing something for us, and we're going to be doing something for the company. And so if the conversation begins and ends with, man, I'm going to be getting some great perks. I'm going to really enjoy the people I'm working with. Oh, man, I think in about 3 months I'll be able to get a promotion or at least a raise automatically. Okay, where in the conversation do you start talking about what you plan to do to help the company meet its goals? So that's why I think that Bebo is saying that they really want people who are ambitious about delivering for the client and who have the talent for growing the business. Talent, of course, the key ingredient. In fact, some people call it the linchpin to performance. In fact, Allison Bebo talks about how talent can be so resourceful, so beneficial. Talent, she says, can actually find a way. And it's an insurance against bad times. Because talented managers find a way to control what they can control and confront issues head on. And they do it while nurturing top performance and staying focused on the client and what the client is looking for. That takes some juggling, mental juggling, but it also takes some caring. I mean, that means that the person cannot just be self-focused. The person needs to also be company-focused. The person needs to also be client-focused. And of course, company-focused, client-focused almost go hand in hand because who is the company serving? In addition to the people who work for the company is serving the people who walk through those doors, the people who call on the telephone, expressing an interest in possibly purchasing whatever goods and or services the company is offering. But talented managers are more likely to find a way through obstacles if they're also engaged. Ultimately, talent is accelerated by engagement. Gallup research has shown that putting people in roles that fit their talent, especially management roles, promotes employee engagement and improved business performance. How many of you have ever been in a place where you were promoted to a job that you really believed had put you in over your head? You really were going to be called upon to do more than you were capable of doing. You wanted the position because you were thinking, oh man, a bigger title, more money, more prestige. So you went for it. Or maybe you did not voluntarily apply for it, but someone who knew you thought you might be good for the position, maybe someone in a supervisory position, in a position higher than the position you were in, looked at you and said, hey, look, you can do this. Why don't you apply for it? And after some cajoling, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you went on ahead and applied, but you felt like you were in over your head. Well, that can be problematic. They're looking for people who are in the right roles. They're in roles that truly fit their talent. That's an area where sometimes people kind of miss it too, because sometimes our people with the, not only the hiring authority, but with promoting authority, will overlook people and allow them to just kind of languish by allowing them to stay in a position that does not challenge them to work up to their potential. The person has much more talent to be doing much more than they're doing, but for whatever the reason, the people in those decision-making positions will not promote them, whether it's because they just are not aware, or and maybe the person who has a talent, who has a potential, needs to bring it to their attention, or someone else who knows them and sees what they're accomplishing brings it to their attention. But sometimes it's not just being in over our heads that might make us less than the best fit. Sometimes we're not up as high as we should be. We're in a position that is making far less use of the talent than we have than should be the case. And that means we're not a good fit. We're not in the role that's the best fit for our talent. So that's something that everyone concerned needs to be looking at. Gallup research has shown that putting people in roles that fit their talent, and again, especially when we're talking about management roles, promotes the engagement, the employee engagement, and it leads to improved business performance. That connection is vital to a company like Ann Incorporated that has invested so much in its employees. Back to that whole issue of turnover rate. The more you invest in someone, the more you're wanting them to be around for a while. Because if you have to start all over, they leave within 3 months, 6 months after you've invested a lot of money and time and other resources into them. Ooh, wow. You really did not get a return on your investment. If you have to replace that person and you have to replace that one 6 months later, you have to replace another one 7 months later, another one 10 months later, that is truly counterproductive. You want to be able to see a return on your investment, and that comes through longevity, by that employee who has so much invested in him or her being around long enough to really help the company move forward, to help the company move forward and upward. If that doesn't happen, it can be painful for the company. So that's why they're looking at how they get that return on their investment. The findings focused and incorporated its priorities. The company has since refined a consistent process to identify and hire high talent. They've expanded the company's engagement platform to drive business outcomes every interaction of every day. And they've taken steps to meet associate needs at major milestones of their employment life cycle. That's important because think about how often we hear people complain that they feel so unappreciated on their job. Sometimes that complaint may not be very, very valid, but a lot of times it is very valid. A person may have been doing maybe 1.5 times the work of their peers around them who are doing the same type of job, just not being as productive. And for whatever the reason, the supervisors who have, again, promoting authority will not promote this person who has truly earned the promotion. Others might come in who have not been there as long as that person and have not produced nearly as much as that person. But they'll get promoted. After a while, that does something to employee morale. To that individual, and when it happens to other individuals, people begin to feel unappreciated. It is very, very difficult. After a while, it becomes very difficult for them, even from a psychological standpoint, to keep giving the company their best when the company is making it clear that they are not going to reward the employee for giving their best. I think that when it comes to helping the company move forward, that's one of those relationships that should be mutually beneficial. If the company really wants the individual employee to help the company move forward, then the company should also be helping that individual employee move forward, so they moved forward together. Allison Beeble says that her company, Ann Incorporated, is staged for growth. They have their talent aligned with their goals, and they're working in an environment that helps the associates unlock their potential in order to achieve the goal. Wow. A relationship where the company is rewarding the employee, showing that they appreciate them, helping them grow, giving other rewards, and the employee is letting the company know, you know what, I'm committed to you. I'll be right back. Let's take a look at how we can grow into a life of excellence.